The lepers, all 10 of them, are made whole through a word of Jesus. Only one of them comes back to give thanks. The other 9 go on their way rejoicing. And Jesus wonders why they too don't come back. Where are they? They highlight the ingratitude of so many people. And we are disappointed that 9 still stay cleansed, although they have not returned to give thanks. One man comes to rejoice and be glad, and he wasn't even a Jew. I'm not sure what feelings you have when you read particular passages of Scripture, but I always feel irritated, indeed annoyed, and sometimes, occasionally, a sense of anger when I read that story or hear it read and know of the ingratitude of 9 men who have been given, to an extent, their whole life back. Being able to make choices is important to each of us in our daily life. And we would choose different things and different ways if we could. 9 men mean, by celebrating their good fortune and forgetting the one who made it all possible. And then there comes the nagging doubt about my own sense of thankfulness. It's very easy to accept so many good things and not understand that perhaps someone somewhere should have a word given to them of thanksgiving. We look at these 9 lepers with a feeling of outrage, but we can do nothing about it. And the question is there, are we any different? Just think of the things which we take for granted, the things that we overlook. If you were to speak to my children, all of them now very much advanced in years and well into adult life, they would tell you that they were not encouraged very often to climb into father's bed at the beginning of a day. But we didn't in those days play I spy. Father had a different job for them. Look around you in the room. Think about what you're going to do today. And each of you say thank you for something, and see how many thanks we can remember or think of in the next 2 minutes. I wonder how many you would remember in 2 minutes. They often got beyond 50, and I think that was quite good for 3 young children. But we as adults don't always spend any time at all thinking of the things for which we should give thanks. We have to remember that these were men, 9 of them, who went away, but one who stayed, who were cleansed of a disease which prevented them from having any other possible company other than those who suffered as they suffered. We have to make choices, as I said. Sometimes our choices are limited because of our physical stature, because of our intelligence, because of our lack, or because of our riches. But we are asked to say thank you to our God. He's not small-minded. He's not hard-hearted. Thank God that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. But of course, when we say that, another thought comes into our mind. Why bother with God at all? Why do we come here Sunday by Sunday? Why do we do so many things in Jesus' name? So that thought can come into our mind as well. Why bother with God? Why bother to be religious if it does not matter and does not bring a reward? And as soon as you are understanding all of these things, then you will understand that this story of the lepers is not really a story about healing at all. It is a story about faith, about what people believe and believe is important. It's a story about why it makes sense to be a Christian and follow Jesus in our daily lives. Nine men had no thought about following Jesus, not even thinking about saying thank you. You and I should understand that the love of God has nothing to do with how lovable we are. God is gracious. God is gracious, and thus we say at the beginning of our celebration of the Lord's Supper, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. He brings creatures into being. And even when his creatures pay no attention to him or even turn their backs on him, he is there with his grace, his mercy, his peace, all of it bound together by his love. And when Jesus said to the Samaritan, "Your faith has made you whole," he meant real healing had taken place. Not just that a body had been cleansed of sores, it meant that a mind had been given understanding, that a start had been made to make this man whole. And when he came back to say thank you, it was not because he had been made clean, but because he now knew what that healing would mean to him. It meant that he also had a sense of who it was who had brought about the miracle of his healing. He had experienced the love of God. He had known the presence of God. And so he felt grateful for what had been done. He had a sense of happiness that flows into thankfulness. And all of us know that from our own life experiences. And so this passage and the lessons which we read this morning are lessons which really require faith for understanding. It is not that the people of faith are any better than other people, or that men and women of faith deserve or receive any better treatment from God. The lesson of this story is that people of faith understand about the source of goodness, the source that meets our need. They know the benefit of wholeness and the joy of hope, and it makes a world of difference to those who are faithful. Those of you in the congregation who have heard me say on a number of occasions just how young a boy I am. But being a little bit older than that, one thinks about beyond life more and more, almost each day or each week. Where are we going? Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. There is another opportunity for us to say, thank you, Lord, for the promises that you have made to us. You and I have grown up in an era when good manners and politeness, once very important, have lost their place in the way, by and large, most people behave. But gratitude and thankfulness are not simply a matter of good manners and of politeness or even of appropriate behavior. They are a matter of faith, to be thankful for whatever good we know, for whatever benefit we receive, is a matter of belief. I'm not sure whether you've ever considered Christianity to be practical, but it's, I believe, very practical. It gives resource and power and understanding which can't come through any other way or source. The Samaritan leper understood he was the only one who was wholly healed, mind as well as body. And so the challenge for you and for me is to be faithful in our thankfulness, not because it is our duty, but because it is the doorway of total life's riches. That we are here this morning to celebrate is because we know that what God has done for us. That at the very moment that Jesus took bread and wine, he gave thanks to God. And that should teach us everything that we need to know. And so this morning, let me suggest a specific task for all of us. As of today and every day to come, take a moment to inhale a deep breath and say, thank you, Lord, and utter the words which will tell him for what you are saying. Thank you. And you will realize how important, how essential your faith really is when you do that particular thing. It is a faith in a God who is there for us, with us now in all the power of his Spirit. He's there for us in a time of need. He is a God whose love comes without limit and without condition. And today is a special day. We come to remember God's giving of himself in Jesus Christ. We come to remember a suffering, a sacrifice. We come to remember resurrection, an entry into God's kingdom. Thanks be to God.